In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes doubt slips from our lips, phrased as a question. The married couple could dream of having children, even of years ahead, gathering with those children later in life, and they have not yet had a child. And it could be that their attempts to have children are frustrated again and again, and this question could slip from their lips. Why won't you bless us, Lord? In the case of Abraham and Sarah, the vision of the future was God's. He promised he would make Abraham into a great nation. At age 75, Abraham left his home. He was led to Bethel, to Egypt, to the Negev, and to Hebron. He believed the Lord's promise. But now he's 99, no spring chicken anymore, and he gets anxious. I was promised offspring like the dust of the earth, but Yahweh has given me no children. With his wife's help, he enacts plan B for an heir. The Lord comes again and speaks his promise once more. You shall be the father of a multitude of nations. You see, he's thinking, will God really bless me? In our case, God calls us to a place like this. We're brought into a kind of life that's special. We are baptized. We've left home to be here, to be engaged in following our Lord's commands to make disciples of all nations. Our lives are shaped by his plan and his promise. We might be wondering how this is going to turn out. So we get in the same situation Abraham is in. Will my study be blessed? Will my spouse do well in a parish? Will my assignment fit my abilities? Will a congregation really welcome us? Will my prayer for health be answered? Will my students grasp what I'm teaching? So we can have these moments where we say, will God really bless us? And for Abraham, faith in the promise of Yahweh was his righteousness as he walked before God and was blameless. For us, trust in the promise is our righteousness as we are sustained and carried in every situation. Even as I remind you now of God's blessing, as the hymn, stanza 3, said, here my spirit's power filled you. Here his tender comfort stilled you. Go, my children, fed and nourished, joyful and free, for we have forgiveness, life, salvation already. God will bless us. Well, his blessing is now. So when the thought wants to slip from our lips, why don't you bless us, God? It's a moment of wobbly faith when we look to God to strengthen our hold on the promise and remember what the Father gave to keep his promise. He sent his only begotten Son. And Abraham had a son that was the same. In that way, Abraham never knew the wonder of God's solution. And that Jesus suffered and died on the cross to make us righteous and to bring us in God's covenant. So let such faithfulness of God, a story we already know in many ways, dissipate our doubt. Let his answers quiet our fears. Let his plan trump any plan that we make. For he says to you now, today, in the words of that last stanza, I, the Lord, will bless you and give you peace. I, the Lord, will smile upon you and give you peace. I, the Lord, will be your Father, Savior, Comforter, Brother. Go, my children. I will keep you and give you peace. Amen.